This week on Techonomics, we ask the burning question, why does San Francisco want to chase away its economic gold mine? And why is New York trying to poach the Bay Area's best new startups? Host Jason Middleton looks at an Airbnb competitor that is well-positioned to turn around an already topsy-turvy marketplace. Finally, monopolies. Is Amazon teetering on the edge of antitrust regulations? We have an expert who sees the e-commerce giant as possibly too big to fail. That's all coming up next on Techonomics on KGO 810.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I'm your host, Jason Middleton. And this week we start with a look at the stark economics of Silicon Valley. If San Francisco or other Bay Area cities really go down the path of taxing tech companies, well, will tech companies simply leave? Facebook, Google, Apple, the rest, all the mature tech companies have enormous campuses in other parts of the country. So if politicians start looking at tech as a piggy bank, why wouldn't tech just split town? For an example of those dynamics, check out Apple's enormous cash-rich reserve that's sitting offshore in Ireland due to burdensome tax laws here in the U.S. I spoke with the former founder of Entertainment Weekly and present professor of media at the City University of New York, Jeff Jarvis, earlier this week to explore the question of whether tech companies would be better off in New York and not on the left coast. Jeff and I go back a bit, so the interview is going to start with a congenial familiarity.
I'm Jeff Jarvis, professor of journalism at the City University of New York.
Jeff, I'm looking at the piece about San Francisco and New York, and I'm wondering, why are you being a dick against San Francisco right now on this?
Why is San Francisco being a dick against those who have made it prosperous and the center of the universe? I find it ridiculous that San Francisco keeps on trying to demonize technology when technology is the only thing that puts San Francisco on the map right now.
But at the same time, look, we are a mega region. 12.2 million people live in this area. And trust me, every time I have to drive to work, I know that. But it seems like this just kind of is a natural progression. I mean, if the economy is moving in a certain way, then government's going to follow it and find the money.
But there is plenty of competition in this country. Here in New York, we've just started new initiatives to get more technology. We're getting technology companies here, investment here. So I'll do a little bit of New York pride in return and say that San Francisco had better beware that it could lose technology companies. It's not just putting taxes on companies. It's throwing bottles and of paint and whatever at buses. It's the abuse that's being taken. This is the real world, and this is the price of success.
So you think Silicon Valley is actually a magnet, if you will, for companies? I don't see Facebook moving out of Menlo Park. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Well, Google has a gigantic office here. Facebook has a very large office here. There are startups here. And there's less hassle here.
I'm not certain about that because it seems like California and New York both are listed as the worst places to start new businesses when it comes to government regulation. So I don't understand the appeal when it comes to New York.
Well, there's plenty of other competition, too, by the way. Again, my point here is about the demonization that certain quarters put on technology in San Francisco. It is looking the gift horse in the mouth. It's ridiculous. It's a San Francisco cliche. Believe me, I love the place. I lived there for many years. I used to work on the old Examiner when it was still a real newspaper. And I want to see San Francisco succeed. Mm-hmm. But that's what drives me nuts when I see it bite the hand that feeds it.
Yeah, no, I know you you have a legacy here and you have a long legacy career-wise, period. At the same time, I'm wondering, like, if you're not carpetbagging just a little bit by going back to New York and wanting to bring things with you that maybe you experienced when you were here on the left coast.
Well, I left San Francisco long before the technology boom out there. The Apple II was just out when I left, so it really hadn't started yet. And I've been in New York for a phenomenal renaissance here as well. The 70s weren't so great here, and now it is a magnificent city. And if I do say so myself, it's the center of the universe.
Jeff, it's hard to define a tech company, right? Because I think I could honestly argue that Tesla is a tech company at the same time. So who gets taxed in this kind of thing? And again, let's pivot again, why they should move back towards the East Coast.
Well, that's exactly the problem, is if you try to target just tech companies, the same thing is happening in Europe, where there's a war against Silicon Valley, which I defend Silicon Valley against. where there's been a huge fight about the taxes that Google and Amazon, for example, pay in various countries in Europe, each following the laws, and it's up to the lawmakers who are complaining to pass proper laws about what to tax. It's not up to the companies to decide. But to target just those companies because they happen to be more visible is ridiculous in Europe, and it's especially ridiculous in San Francisco. If there's a need for taxation, then you do it across the board fairly and equitably, and you don't just say that this is a tech tax, or you don't try to use the political aim to demonize just those companies and just that sector.
Okay, you said something right there that I want to capitalize on. Are we scapegoating if we look at tech companies and ask them for extra money?
Absolutely. Because the problem is, of course, what we know is happening is that there is more success and more money in San Francisco. Yes, that's driving rents up. That's called capitalism. If San Francisco wants to do something about that, it long, long, long ago could have decided to build a lot more housing units. It has to make that decision. As long as San Francisco depends upon the scarcity of living on a peninsula like that, then this is a natural. And as long as it stays a desirable and pretty and wonderful place to live with good restaurants, well, guess what? Market economics will intervene, and that's exactly what's happening in San Francisco, as it does in London, as it did years ago in New York.
All right, that's Jeff Jarvis. He's of the left coast and now of the right coast on the New York City kind of tip. Jeff, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
That was Jeff Jarvis, a professor at the City University of New York and a media pundit of the highest order. Welcome back to Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton. So that's the battle of San Francisco and the tech sector. Also this week, we have an ongoing battle of the tech sector and aging. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is investigating complaints of age discrimination by Google. That's according to a lawsuit filed in federal court. Cheryl Filicus, a systems engineer who interviewed with but was not hired by Google when she was 47, made reference to the EEOC investigation in her age discrimination lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in San Jose. This is according to the San Jose Mercury News. Now, this one hits home for me. I was two interviews deep with Google a few years ago, and I just got the feeling that I'd hit a wall with them. Perhaps I wasn't qualified. It's possible. They did give me a writing test, even though I'd been in newsrooms at that point for 20 years as a writer or an editor or a boss. At any rate, back to this case. Filicus joined an age discrimination lawsuit filed in April of 2015 by Robert Heath, who says he was turned down for a software engineering job in 2011 when he was 60 years old, despite having worked at IBM, Compaq, and General Dynamics. Heath's lawsuit cites a survey of employees by Payscale.com that found that Google had a median age of 29 in 2013. It also refers to an earlier lawsuit in which a former Google executive, Brian Reed, said he was called, quote, an old fuddy-duddy, end quote, and told his ideas were too old to matter. That case was settled. Silicon Valley has huge issues with sexism and a glass ceiling for talented women. While it seems like piling on to add ageism, one has to look at the after effects of the so-called bro-economy here in the Bay. Coming up next, after a short break on Techonomics, we have two authors looking at Amazon and if the whispers of antitrust are applicable to the e-commerce giant. I'm Jason Middleton. Please stick around.
You got your reasons, I got my wants. Still got that feeling, but-